There have been some positive developments today for the handful of Americans affected by Ebola. A freelance cameraman who became infected while in West Africa is said to be doing well. A doctor at the Nebraska Medical Center says he may be released from a special isolation unit in the coming days.
We're also learning that another American who was treated for the disease was released yesterday from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The man, who has not been named, contracted Ebola while working in Sierra Leone.
Meanwhile, in Dallas, a collective sigh of relief. Dozens of people who had been under observation there after potential exposure are deemed officially Ebola-free.
Today is a jubilant day for them. They are really looking forward to getting out and resuming their lives.
That's the Reverend George Mason speaking to reporters this morning. He's the pastor to the fiancé of Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian man who died in Dallas of Ebola. A total of 43 people have been cleared, but there are still others. And for more on that, we turn to NPR's Nell Greenfield. Boys, hey there, Nell.
Hello.
So I said there are others, but just how many people are still being monitored and followed?
Well, when the Texas State Health Department said that those people who last had contact with Mr. Duncan on September 28th were cleared, they said that about 120 more people were still being monitored. And then in Ohio, where Nurse Amber Vinson visited family, the State Health Department says 142 people are being followed. So there's a variety of different people in those groups. You have healthcare workers who were in Mr. Duncan's room or who handled his clinical samples. There were people who were on the planes that Amber Vinson took to Cleveland and back. A small number who were identified as having seats within 3 feet of her have been told to stay at home. And so there's a small number of people who've been quarantined, but others are being actively monitored by officials. Others are doing self-monitoring and are just told to call in if any symptoms like fever develop.
There was a lot of focus on that apartment complex where Duncan may have stayed. The people there have not gotten sick. But is there any sense that that's alleviated fears?
Some people say yes, the public should be reassured by this, that people who were living with him at the time that he was ill have not come down with the illness. They say this shows that Ebola is not easy to catch. But there's still a lot of fear out there and still a lot of questions about how exactly the two nurses got infected. Officials seem to be reassessing what kind of protective gear is best for healthcare workers. But among the public, it seems like there's still a certain amount of fear of Ebola and the unknown.
You talked about new recommendations, but how else are officials trying to address these fears?
Well, you see things like the appointment of the Ebola czar. Ron Klain is supposed to start work on Wednesday, and he's supposed to coordinate the government effort on Ebola, which some people have felt has had a lot of missteps. But sometimes the things the government does to reassure the public seems to have the potential to have kind of the opposite effect.
What do you mean by that? Give an example.
Well, this weekend, for example, we saw a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter go out to a cruise ship. This was to get a blood sample from a lab worker who'd handled specimens from Thomas Eric Duncan when he was hospitalized. Now, this passenger was not having any symptoms. She was isolated in her cabin. Public health experts I've talked to don't understand why this testing had to be done and why it had to be done while she was still at sea. Health officials in Texas told me that they did it to reassure the passengers on the ship. But, you know, some people might say, well, if people are not contagious when they have no symptoms, you know, why was this testing necessary? So, you know, questions could be raised by actions that are intended to be sort of extra precautions. And there's this balance between reassuring the public and doing so much that you kind of add to the crisis.
And with these incidents, there's been so much focus on the U.S. Of course, West Africa remains the epicenter of the disease. Can you give us an update of what's going on there?
Yes. So in the U.S., there's two people who got Ebola here, both nurses. The nation's transfixed. And meanwhile, in Africa, we're approaching nearly 10,000 people who've been sickened. And there in Africa, the death rate from this disease is 70%.
That's NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce. Nell, thanks so much.
Thank you.